This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT staff extend support to family of recently departed pioneer, and the new higher education minister is urged to deal decisively with corruption. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. What was supposed to be a somber visit to a late staff member of the university became an occasion to remember the sterling work that he did for the institution during his 19 years of service. That was when they were introducing the MUT team that visited Biggy Jonathan Gasa's home on the 16th of July 2025. During the conversation between the MUT team and Duduzi Lengidi, Gasa's daughter, several things became clear. The first, that he was the seed cares about Gasa's contribution to the university. Gasa, fondly known as Mkabla Peshu, was instrumental in the establishment of the Community Outreach Center, which evolved into what is the seed. The center embodied the Technicon's commitment to meaningful societal engagement. The Technicon became an investor of technology in 2007. Over the years, Gasa served with distinction as a community liaison officer, eventually retiring as the acting director of the Department of Community Outreach. Gasa was a strong proponent of the view that higher education should be grounded in three essential pillars: teaching and learning, research, and community development. He often referred to this model as a three-legged pot, a metaphor that has reflected his holistic and inclusive vision of academic purpose. During the visit, Professor Nkongi Mandleni poured her heart out, sharing what it was like to lose Gasa and that his leadership shone through during his time at MUT, as well as his vision, which remains a guiding light for the directorate. Gasa's daughter was very pleased to receive Professor Nkongi Mandleni's message with kindness, saying how committed her father was to community engagement. Gasa retired in the year 2000 and passed away on the 4th of July 2005. Now, in your other news, the organization Undoing Tax Abuse says it hopes the new Minister of Higher Education and Training will deal decisively with corruption within the department. President Cyril Ramaphosa asked Nobu Tlenkabane yesterday and replaced her with Putima Namela, who served as the department's deputy minister since 2017. Former KZN Premier Nomusa Tubengcube has stepped into the deputy minister's role. Kabane is under investigation by Hawks for controversial appointments made to the Sexa Education and Training Authority boards. She and senior department officials failed to appear before the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education last Friday to account for their actions. It is unclear whether Nkabane will still have to appear before the committee on Tuesday. In a statement on Monday, yesterday, the ex-minister thanked Ramaphosa for entrusting her with the role and described her tenure as a privilege. Commenting on Manamela's appointment, Outsa spokesperson Wayne Duvenage questioned whether he will be up to the task.
Our concern is that while he was the deputy minister, all this corruption was taking place. And ATA was exposing this corruption in the various CETAs and NSFAS since 2018. And both of these ministers, the deputy, the current now new minister, and Blady Zamanda in the past, did very little. So it's a mess. And we just hope this new minister is going to fix it. But we're not sure how and whether he will. So we will be writing to him to ask for an engagement as soon as possible.
And finally, kubanjwe umoya ngomculi kamaskandi uSakhiseni uSkevane wakamseleko uxine ugula esibhedlela. Ngokusho kaNelisani, undle emnyama wakamseleko ngomholi wofisha bakhulu umne wabo wemukelwe esibhedlela ngolwesithathu ngesonto eledlule ebanjwe umkhuhlanyana. Emva kokudlula emhlabeni kaMgqumeni, uSkevane ubese hola elinye iqembu likamzala wakhe oGizo futhi abuya acule ibhesi kubafana bakaMgqumeni nakumagcokama. Emva kokushiya kwakhangelana uDSD wakamhlongo nomthetho wakhe Langa ekholeni namagcokama, uSkevane usale nomfowabo Ndlemnyama kubafana bakamgqumeni. Bawule inqwaba yemkomelo kumasathma futhi bahlabana nange-gold disc nge-album ethi 626. Babuye bawunandisa eSeychelles naseRussia lapho bashiya khona iintatheli zisahalela impinda. Abagcinanga-ke lapho babuye baqopha ngokuhlanganyela nomculo wekwaito ongasekho uMampintsha, uPhuze Khemisi, umrepa uFifi Cooper kanye nabanye. Abagcinanga lapho uSkevane noNelisani babe nohlelo olukhuluma ngempilo yabo yangempela okukhonjiswa kuMzansi Magic olusihloko sithi Kings of Maskandi. Kulo nyaka laba baculi bamemezela ukuthi bayawashiya amaqembu kaMgqumeni ngoba madodana akhe asekhule ngokwanele maqede bazibisa ngofisha bakhulu. Now, to recap a top story at this hour, MET staff extend support to family of recently deceased pioneer. This is all for myself for this hour. Do catch your next news bulletin at 10 o'clock for your MET Radio News. I'm Amahle Ncwangu.
This is an MET Radio podcast.